حسین شی سز نو هی اسکد اذن وات از ایت یو وانت تو استارت دی ججمنت دی وذ دی سی ات ذات مومنت لیدی زهرا علیها السلام ریممبر آی وانت یو تو اونلی ریممبر وان نیم I only want you to remember one name. Lady Zahra alayha salam, dear brothers and sisters, takes out the hands of Abbas alayhi salam and says, Ya Adlo, Ya Hakim. Az-Zahra alayha salam, listen to my words, dear brothers and sisters. Before anything else, listen to my words, listen to what Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam narrates to us and says. Lady Zahra alayha salam, she takes the hands of Al-Abbas and says, She asked Allah Azza wa Jal to start with those who severed the arms of Al-Abbas alayhi salam. They say, dear brothers and sisters, if from the young age Al-Abbas alayhi salam was always been taken care of by his mother Umm al-Baneen. She was always teaching him to make sure to take care of his brother, his master Imam Hussein. Dear brothers and sisters, They say Al-Abbas alayhi salam would always look up towards Imam Hussein. Wherever Imam Hussein is, he would go and make sure he's serving his brother Imam Hussein. Now all of you, I want you to repeat with me. I want to hear only one thing tonight, right now, one thing only. The one word, Abbas, 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 Abbas. Everyone together, Abbas, Abbas. Abbas, Abbas, Ya Abbas, Ya Abbas, Ya Abbas, Salawat.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له والصلاة والسلام على النبي الهاشمي القرشي المدني الأبطحي التهامي السيد البهي السراج المضي الكوكب الدري صاحب الوقار والسكينة المدفون بالمدينة العبد المؤيد الرسول المسدد المصطفى الأمجد المحمود الأحمد حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah the Almighty says in the Holy Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واعبدوا الله ولا تشركوا به شيئا وبالوالدين إحسانا وبذي القربى واليتامى والمساكين وبذي القربى واليتامى والمساكين صدق الله العلي العظيم. صلوات Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu once again. And tonight we gather together for the commemoration of one of the greatest personalities, one of the greatest individuals that walked on the face of this earth. One who the Imams alayhim afdhal salati wa salam themselves addressed him with the highest of status. It's enough when our Imams, the Immaculates alayhim salam, address an individual with the statement of al-abdus salih. Dear brothers and sisters, it is important that we realize the greatness of this individual. It's important that we understand his sacrifice. And it's important that we are participants in making sure that we keep his mentioning throughout time. We remind ourselves through the sacrifices that he offered, what he did on the day of Muharram, on the day of Ashur, in the land of Karbala. For this, dear brothers and sisters, I thank you for making sure that you come here together as a community. Because as I just described in the verse that Allah Azza wa Jal revealed on the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he said, وَعَبُدُوا اللَّهِ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا. Serve Allah, worship Him, and do not associate anything with Him. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. This verse in Surah An-Nisa, verse 36, he says, show kindness unto your parents and unto the near of kin, the orphans, the needy. And he goes through a list of individuals, different classes, different states of in the community, in the society, and that we ought to take care of them. Because Allah ends this verse, because of the lack of time, I didn't go through the recitation of the entire verse, but he ends this verse with, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ مَنْ كَانَ مُخْتَالًا فَخُورًا. That Allah Azza wa Jal does not love such a person who's proud and boastful. Subhanallah. Why do I want to emphasize on this verse? Because here are individuals that Allah Azza wa Jal wants us to be like. He says, you want to be like this? This is how you should do. First of all, Allah. There is serving Allah. There is being of those who are serving the Lord. And do not associate with Him. And the way to do this, one of the way you manifest this worship, not only that, keep in mind, you don't only manifest wa'budullah in this verse, it's through taking care of your parents, your near of kin, the needy, the deserted, all of that stuff. No, he says, wala tushriku bih. So when you act on these
things when you actually show you take care of your parents, you take care of the needy, you take care of those who are less fortunate than you are. You're doing two things at the same time. You're making sure there is the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal, there is the actual ibadah, and you're also showing that you reject associating with Him. Which means, the moment you do not take care of these people, it's like you're looking at yourself independent of Allah Azza wa Jal. And that is why Allah showed us in different levels amongst each other. So we can see the different classes amongst ourselves to remember our relationship to Allah Azza wa Jal. No human being can live all alone. We have need from one another. We rely on one another. And that dependency on one another will make us remember the ultimate dependency that we have on Allah Azza wa Jal. Because today I need you a little bit, but I need someone else more, and I need someone else even more, until I realize my need is at its highest in even existing on Allah Azza wa Jal. So this way of thinking, it truly shapes the way we think and our minds. Now, it is important to connect with one another. One of my dreams, as I was sharing with some of the brothers and sisters in the past few nights, is actually building what I call the human network that we have here. This human network, you and I, see now all of you are looking at one. But imagine each one is looking at many, and the many are connected to the many. Each one of you become a resource to all of you, and all of you become a resource to each one of you. In that, you're building an exponential growth of strength within the bonds that strengthens these bonds of the community. Because that net is not one that is made of one to one. Each person is what? Is one to many, and each person is receiving many to one to him. So this, when you start knitting something, the more that knit is stronger, the more it has many lines to it, the stronger it becomes. So imagine you give many, and each of the many is giving you, creating this very strong bond. We need to connect to each other. It truly connect to each other. Which means what? I know you beyond just the face recognition. I know you as a person. I know you as an individual. One of the most important things today, in today's world, is what? The social networking. But yet, how do we carry the social networking in our lives? The Twitter, the Facebook, the Instagram, the... what else is going on? What's that? Vine, and whatever else is there. Right? There are so many different methods that we see specifically our youth investing in them, putting so much time and effort in the social networking. But yet, how is it being utilized? The social networking today, dear brothers and sisters, is a double-edged sword, especially at a young age. You're supposed to be exploring life, not exposing your life. There's a difference. Okay? I just came up with this one. Alright? This is an inspiration from Al-Abbas alayhi salam. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ala. You're supposed to explore life. But when you go on social network and you're taking a shot of every instant of your life, you end up exposing things. Things that you may regret later on in life. I want to emphasize on this. Now, when we don't connect together in the close proximity, of course, some young men and young women, some adults today, they're watching and benefiting, for example, from YouTube as we broadcast these sessions, right? Which is good in itself. Because to drive sometimes from there to here is about an hour. to attend the lectures and everything, mashallah, 2 hours. To drive back, it's about 4 hours. To talk and mingle and to get ready is another hour. So that's 5 hours of your day. Some cannot. It's just too much. And we understand that. But it's important to realize, we cannot let the social networking, the YouTubes and technology, exchange the connection of the souls through the actual physical proximity when I see you and you see me. This connection is important in itself, because it shows and brings us to a more realistic level. You exist and I exist. I see you. I see what's going on with you. But now, imagine everything we do on YouTube. I'll be speaking and there may be many sitting and watching. I don't know who they are. I don't know their background. I don't know if they're frowning. I don't know if they're smiling. I don't know if they're happy. I don't know if they're sad. I don't know if they're ill. I don't know if they're healthy. I have no idea. The feedback is very limited. Right or wrong? The more we emphasize on this, dear brothers and sisters, we have to be careful. There's a balance. We need to provide the technology. We need to put all of this out. But we also cannot fall into the trap of technology. There is, let me remind you. But first, let us remember Sahib al-Asr wa al-Zaman alayhi salam by rising up, moving forward with Allah salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. So, we cannot, when it comes to technology, I need you to remember this very clearly. My career, my profession, I architect solutions in technology. One of the things that I do, I wear many hats, one of the things that I do, I take large enterprise project and I look at the needs and I assess the needs of any client and I try to provide them a solution. The solution can be beyond technology. Sometimes it's a process. Sometimes solving a method. Sometimes coming up with a new way of communicating. It depends. But here's what I tell everyone. You cannot take a business or an idea and just because you have an application out there, you try to take your idea and business and fit it into technology. What you ought to do is, you have the idea, you have your goals and objectives, and bring technology and make it a tool to accomplish your goals and objectives. You cannot be driven by technology. You need to drive technology. You cannot be behind the steering wheel. Thank you very much. You cannot be as an individual or as a family or as a community be driven by technology. And what do I mean by that? The engineers at Facebook, the engineers at Twitter, the software engineers at Instagram or at YouTube, they are the ones coming up with ideas and you are adapting your life to their ideas. They tell you how to communicate. They dictate how to share data. They dictate how to talk to one another. You then have lost control of yourself and your destiny and your destination. It is dictated by someone else. And worst of it, it's an engineer. Imagine an engineer dictating your social life. Seriously, that would be sad. Engineers understand why I say that, right? Now, I need to understand myself, the I in me, because the only one
I release myself completely to and let Him control me absolutely is the one who in the first place has the absolute control over me. It's Allah Azza wa Jalla. Anything else comes with what? A judgment from my end. So here, when I lose touch with this social gathering, I have a problem. I have a serious issue. I need to make sure the gatherings are alive. I need to make sure that I'm very busy to see you is not in my vocabulary. Have you, one of the scholars, one day, when he greeted someone, he said, Assalamu alaikum. The man looked at him, I was standing there, he said, Assalamu alaikum Sayyidina, how are you? He said, Alhamdulillah, and he walked away. I looked at him, I was like, why did he just walk away so quickly? And I went after him, I said, Sayyidina, did he do anything? He goes, no, Sayyid, I was just preventing him from lying any further. I said, why? He's like, did you see how he said, how are you, Sayyidina? And he was about to say, I missed you. I said, so? He said, Sayyid, if the how are you, the warmth of the how are you could have been relieved. He knows my number. He could have called me many times. So I knew that was a prelude to another lie. How are you? Long time no see. I wanted to talk to you. You could have called me. What is here? What are we addressing here in this issue? That sometimes we're geographically very distributed in a very wide range of cities, of places, it might be hard for us to get together, for us to see one another. We start replacing it by other means. One of the evils of this century, of this 2014, you know what it is? One of the biggest, this evil compared to Facebook is an angel. Compared to Instagram, it's an angel. What is it? This evil exists right now amongst us. No, cell phone is text messaging in that cell phone. A smartphone. It's funny, I just said this, I said that. Someone just dropped the cell phone and looked at me. Texting. Oh, Sayyid, I'm texting your lecture. Sure. They can YouTube it. Although I don't like that. Hopefully they don't have it on there. By the way, I don't like any of my lectures to be taped. Period. Just in case you wonder. Online, once, and that's it. No taping. So, it's just a philosophy in my mind. Don't ask me why. But, texting. We text. Honestly, I witnessed this in my own eyes. I went and I was visiting a family, a very respectful family. They're all wonderful, wonderful people. There were three young men and a young girl, the father and the mother. They sat down, said, Assalamu alaikum Sayyidina, how are you? Alhamdulillah, great, you know, greeting and all that stuff. We're sitting down to eat. So they put, and it was great chicken also, so I couldn't miss it. So I was taking the chicken, put it into the on my plate, and I realized after saying Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim and all that, dua, I started eating, and I'm like, no one is eating. So I looked up, everyone was texting. That's a serious problem. How many times you're tempted when you're talking, someone is there, and your cell phone just shakes, vibrates. What do? You want to know who it is. Like, my God, I need to answer that. This is, by the way, now, we're losing control of ourselves. You think it's going to... This is only the beginning of technology. You think this is the end? This is only the beginning. Wait until you see what comes up soon. You will see amazing things. Let me tell you, dear brothers and sisters, it's important to be able to control it at a young age. It's important that the adults control it so the young men and women learn as they watch that. Because now we thought, oh, I can control my children when they want to watch TV. Why? I can program my TV. But now they take it down to their iPhone. They take it down through their Androids. You lose that control. It's everywhere. You cannot. Where is that one point of control you have? You know where it's at? It's when you grab your son, take your daughter, and instill and talk to their hearts. That's the best and the most important and the strongest bond that you can create. When you start with their mind and capture their hearts. The capturing of the mind is so strong. Dear brothers and sisters, it is therefore this spiritual closeness between not only family members, but amongst the community members. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Man laqa listen to this hadith. La yara ala yara ahadukum. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, never you should think that when someone amongst you makes another Muslim happy, that he only made that person happy. No. Bal wallahi, he says, by Allah, he made us Ahlul Bayt happy. Furthermore, by Allah, he made Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam happy. You want to make the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam happy? Connect with a Muslim. Make them happy. Put a smile on their face. من سر مسلما سره الله يوم القيامة. Whoever brings joy and happiness to a Muslim, Allah Azza wa Jal will bring him happiness and joy on the Day of Judgment. How do you do that? Now be creative. Be creative. Seriously, I don't understand. Right now, I have given you a jewel, a treasure. You want to be in a good state on the Day of Judgment? Here. How many of you are here? Maybe, mashallah, a lot. You have many, many ways to bring pleasure and make all of these men, all of these women, all of these members, all of these individuals bring joy and a smile to their faces, make them pleased, and you'll find it on the Day of Judgment. Allah Azza wa Jal gave you so many venues. You cannot stand on the Day of Judgment and say, God, I didn't know what to do. I told you what to do. I told you what to do. How? Who knows? Do you know the problem of the person sitting by you? Maybe he has a financial problem. Maybe he has a career issue. Maybe he has a homework he doesn't know how to solve. Are you guys still going to school?
Yeah.
Okay. So, find out. Maybe he wants to get married. Maybe she wants to get married. Maybe you know someone who wants to get married. You know someone who knows someone, and you put them together, subhanAllah. And now you start a good Muslim family. But if all I go in, and then I leave. I have nothing to do with anyone. What happens? We break down the community. Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam is not only about coming and listening to this minbar, dear brothers and sisters. It's not only about sitting here. You know what is it about? It's about mingling, talking. Of course, not right now, after the majlis. It's about talking to one another, knowing one another. But do me a favor. With this, another problem might come. A problem I always see, it's so prevalent in some communities. The backbiting. Let me give you a key to solve all these issues. He walks in, and he comes in, he sits right by the wall. And I'm sitting right there. What's wrong with him, man? He thinks he's so big, he's so important, now he doesn't say salams to me. I'll show him. Those people from this family, subhanAllah. Their head gets so big. Yeah, they're from this village, subhanAllah. All of them are like this. First it starts with the individual, then it starts with the family, then I generalize it with the whole village, right or wrong? Right or wrong? Oh my God, if you only see these villagers, these people from this village, they're all like this. A'udhu billah. My God. But listen, you know what? We don't want to talk about people. We don't want to talk about people. And I just put down an entire nation, an entire village. Why? Why do I do that? There is one thing I did not listen to what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the following hadith. احمل أخاك, give your brother 70 excuses. Truly you ran out of 70 excuses, you cannot give him one? You can't give him one? Or her one? That's the problem. Wallahi, that's an issue. Well, honestly, the solution is so interesting, so simple. Well, he might have been busy. Well, he might not have seen me. Well, I might have been so transparent he did not see me. You know, make it, just enjoy, make it something positive. Right or wrong? Wallahi, and I swear by Allah, if we take this religion in its simplest forms, we can solve every problem and issue in our society. Let us remember Imam Sahib al-Asr wa al-Zaman, stand up, say salawat, and move forward again, please. And by the way, I ask you this, and I'm sorry, but we want more of your brothers and sisters, inshallah, to join in and get the thawab. We're talking about giving the thawab. Allah Azza wa Jal says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. Help one another unto righteousness and pious duties. In the last of his wills, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, you know what does he say? He says, عليكم بالتواصل والتبادل. Connect and exchange. And woe unto you, إياكم وإياكم التدابر والتقاطع. To turn each other to each other's your backs and then disconnect. Let me ask you now. Let me ask you, each one of you here. In your database, in your phone book, how many people have you not talked, who you talk to, who you know, have you not talked for over 3 days, 1 week, 2 weeks, 1 month? Why? You forgot about them? They were close, remember them. It goes like this. Parents, near of kin, and those of you who are neighboring you, the physical proximity, check on them. No, do you see a face missing? Look around you. Is there a face missing that you used to see? Check on him and her. Maybe they're in the hospital all alone, no one there for them. And something happened to them and they feel all lonely. I swear by Allah, to go and check on a sick or ill person has so much blessings in this life and the hereafter. And imagine if someone feels so alone, so lonely, he thinks no one is checking on him. And then one of the Muslim brothers walks in and says, Salaamu Alaikum, I missed you in the masjid, I haven't seen you. Do you know what this, it brings life back to this person. So is there someone amongst you that you don't see? Maybe there is someone amongst you that you found out he deceased, he passed away. Where was he buried? Let me go visit him at his grave. Maybe it's far, then let me recite al-Fatiha on his soul. See these little things? Are they hard? They're solutions that once we do them, I start caring about each and every one. And by the way, one of the wonders of these actions that your whole entire system changes. It affects you from your brain downward. From your mind, Allah Azza wa Jal, sometimes things happen in a very strange way. That suddenly you're able to do more. You have more time. You know there's a blessing. Sometimes we all have 24 hours in our days, right or wrong? But some of us, this 24 hours goes by so fast. Like, what happened, man? I just woke up. There is no blessing in your time. Your time is not blessed. You know why? You don't do any of this stuff. The moment you take a moment and you actually bless your time, bless your hours, bless your moments, and bring them, revive them,
with things Allah Azza wa Jalla. You know, the beautiful thing, if you do all this, because Allah instructs you to do it. You go and ask someone, when you see someone and say, why did you do it? A brother of mine, a very good brother of mine, okay? For some reason he had... I remember he sent me something that completely brought me to tears. He remembered me and he said, for the sake of our Imam. I'm like, oh my God, I didn't even... He's asking me, for the sake of our Imam, I'll put him on my head. Imagine that bond. Dear brothers, build the bonds between one another for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. And when we do that, the best way is to take care of the near of kin. Because Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, one of you amongst you, maybe only 3 years are remained of his life, and he takes care of his near of kin, Allah Azza wa Jal makes those 3 years into 30 years. One of his companions of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, when he came, there were people sitting around, and he told him, Ya Maysir, his name is Maysir, and Imam alayhi salam wanted to share what Maysir is doing so people could benefit. He said, Ya Maysir, tell me at your young age, your mashallah, at this age, at your young age, you did something that Allah Azza wa Jal extended your life. He was talking to the Imam, I don't know, I didn't. He goes, oh no, what is it that you used to do, that you used to do all the time? Tell me. The Imam instructing Maysir Bad has to answer, you know. He said, oh my dear Imam, it was simple. When I used to be a young man, I used to work and I used to get paid 5 dirham. I used to take these 5 dirham and give it to my uncle because he was needy. No one knew that. Subhanallah. He took care of his uncle. Allah extended his life. Dear brothers and sisters, look at these issues when someone takes care of another. Because our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also emphasizes to us, and he says, and our imams, you know, the limits of neighbors extends to 40 neighbors each way. 40 houses, right, left, north, south. It's an entire neighborhood. I need to extend myself, see what they do, try to seek closeness to them. Maybe that's asking too much on my behalf, but it's the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that says that. I know it's not easy. This is not easy in today's world. Imagine knocking on the doors of your neighbors. It's like, what's wrong with you? But there are ways to do it. You know how? It's simple. When you're cutting the grass, and you know your neighbors are older people, cut the grass for them without even making a sound, unless they don't want to, that's something else. When a problem happens, we had a flood in Michigan, in Dearborn, just this year. A flood took place, okay? And it was very simple. It just, I came home, alhamdulillah, I saw everything was okay. But I remember there were seniors around me in the neighborhood. I just thought of it, what could happen? And honestly, I don't usually do this, but it's flooding. So I thought, let me just knock on the door, see, check on them. And I went and I checked on the first one. Are you okay? Everything's fine? They looked at me and they're like, yeah. They were so like surprised. I said, you know, I'm your neighbor. I just want to make sure that you're okay. If you need anything, let me know. And I just went to someone else. Just visited four houses close by that I know they're old and they can't. You know what happened next day? Next day, the first thing when I came back from work, it was so funny. I see someone knocking on the door. And keep in mind, I'm at work most of the time. I travel, and so someone knocking on my door, it's like, who is knocking? And I see a pizza delivery. I'm like, I didn't order pizza. I'm not kidding. He's like, yeah,
Mr. and Mrs. across from the street sent you this as a gift because they thought you just came back from work and you must be tired, so they want to make sure you're taken care of. I'm like, wow. Halal pizza. It was veggie. Only asked at a majlis. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Small things. Nowadays we're so disconnected. But it's okay. Now you can't. I'm going to talk about this community amongst us here. Let me ask you. Do you know if there are people from one of the brothers here? I'm not going to mention his name or point him out. He came to me. He's like, Sayyidina. He thanked me for the majlis and all that. He goes, I'm surprised. I'm shocked. I'm like, what? I thought, oh my God, did I miss, like, say something wrong? He misunderstood it. I'm like, Haji, what's wrong? He goes, this place, I don't see Americans in it. I don't see the blonde, blue eyes here sitting. These, where are they? The American, those who were born and raised here. Where are they? I said, I don't know. He said, why aren't they bringing their neighbors? Why aren't they extending their... Bring them to the majlis. Let them understand who... Why? Honestly, because we don't have the courage to do that yet. Because I cannot just because in Muharram I go knock on the door and say, come on, can... No, we have to be friends. We have to be friends. In Dearborn, we did something very interesting. Let me give you this experience. We used to... You know, there are... In Dearborn, there are a lot of people. But some people do not go to Islamic centers just because they don't want to go. They decided, I don't like the... There is this trend, well, oh, I do not go to Islamic centers. Or I do not like to listen to religious lectures and all that stuff. But you know, they all of them love Imam Hussein alayhi salam. So we decided we're going to take a hall, a cultural hall, and we're going to open it to anyone that wants to attend with no conditions. It does not matter who you are, what you dress, just come in. It's not an Islamic center, it's open for everyone. Dear brothers and sisters, and we kept on pushing, reaching out. We started having some of the neighbors. We realized one thing. MashaAllah, the crowd started getting big. We went out to the neighbors and knocked on the doors to explain to them. And we invited them over. But we agreed on one thing. You know what it was? When those who are not of our Islamic heritage and culture come in, greet them in a way, take care of them in a way, they feel truly home. But that's what who we are. And I tell you, here's where we ran into an issue. When it came to the time of the Noha, at one point we had a few of the neighbors actually come. And we had like so many of them. And they're Americans. I mean, we're Americans, but you know what I mean. They're American-born. The what do you call them? Caucasians, yeah. Well, so anyways, I don't know what that means, so I'm gonna skip it. But anyways, they walked in, and it was about time to do the Noha, the Azadari, and we're like, I saw some of the board members come to me and they whispered, Sayyid, cancel this. Sayyid, don't do that. Sayyid, we don't want... I'm like, hold on, why are you so scared? This is our culture. This is who we are. Let's show them, but let's show it right. So I made sure I take the most calmest of all nohas. Okay, the first thing. And I made it into a story. I tell you, I swear to God. You know, the young men, women were doing it, very calm, very... And you know, it was very... Everyone organized themselves. They were a very organized group. But it was so interesting that suddenly, and God is my witness, these neighbors, the man, stood up and they were crying and doing the noha like this. It was so impressive how this touched their hearts. All we had to do is just connect with them. And they kept on attending. They kept on showing up. They kept on learning. We never told them be Muslims. By the way, we're not in the business of changing people's religions. You need to understand this. Don't ever meet someone and say, okay, how do I change his religion? No. Don't do that. Don't think this way. Be yourself. Oh, hold on. I'm sorry. I'm wrong. Make sure yourself is at its best following Ahlul Bayt, then be yourself. Okay? And then do whatever you have to do. Let me give you another story. I swear to God, this happened to me when I was in a hurry. I had to go. At 3 p.m. I had an appointment. I needed to pick up my passport to travel to Iraq. And I had my other passport at the Saudi embassy to get my visa to the Hajj. So I went and applied for another passport, and I was on the way. I was in a hurry. At 2:45, and I have to pick up the passport at 3 p.m. And I saw at the side of the road a car that had a flat tire, and an old woman, she's looking at the car, and she's like, she's so desperate. And you know, the guilt, you know, imagine someone like, she's an older woman like your mother, she may need help. So I pulled over, the fastest ever in my life change a tire. Took me less than 5 minutes. And then she was so amazed. I said, I am so sorry, but I really have to run. Got everything. She says, hold on. Listen, here's my card. If you ever need anything, please call me. You're so wonderful. I looked at her card. She's a manager at a correction facilities. I said, I hope I never need you. Got in the car and left. All this, what happened? But here's one thing that I made sure. When she, as she's standing, she's like, so what do you do for a living? She's trying to strike a conversation. I was in a hurry. And I said, my name is Haidar. She's like, Haidar, how do you, where are you from? I said, I'm a Muslim, an American Muslim who originally born in Iraq. She's like, oh. And she stepped back, put a smile, then stepped forward and kept on like, wow, you're changing mindsets through these different small acts. How did I learn this? Why is it, dear brothers and sisters? Here's what I want you. Why did I feel guilty leaving this old woman on the side of the road? I was going on the highway and, of course, I was not speeding. But I was trying to get to my appointment. But when I looked at this old woman, I did not accept leaving her like this. She's not someone I know. Why do you think that happened? That guilt, it triggered in my heart. Because I was taught at the majalis of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. It's because I learned from Al-Abbas salamullahi ta'ala alayhi. Dear brothers and sisters, when I understand Al-Abbas alayhi salam went out of his way to do what he did. I want you to listen to me. Tonight I will not accept any interruptions. Tonight is Al-Abbas alayhi salam. You interrupt my train of thought, you'll be in trouble. I need you to look at me and close your eyes and imagine Al-Abbas alayhi salam. Al-Abbas alayhi salam, he went out of his way to serve and bring water to the women and children. And do you know Al-Abbas who he is? Subhanallah. Of course I'll stop for a needy and try to help them. I was taught by Al-Abbas alayhi salam. Al-Abbas brought his sister Zainab alayhi salam, and she always looked at him as her protector. Al-Abbas alayhi salam was taking Sukaina in his arm. She always looked up to him as a protector. Al-Abbas alayhi salam was the one who carried the banner on the battlefield of Karbala because he wanted to serve and protect everyone. Al-Abbas would go from one tent to another because he wanted to take care of everyone around him. Al-Abbas alayhi salam, by the way, he had a relationship where there was a family relationship with some of those who were in the camp of the enemies of Allah Azza wa Jal. And they came to him, they said, Abbas, Abu al-Fadl, come here. You know us and we know you. Why don't you come with us and give you safety
Al-Abbas looked at them. Are you crazy? Safety. You want to give me safety? And what about Hussein alayhi salam? You think I leave Hussein alayhi salam? Abbas teaches us integrity. Abbas teaches us character. Abbas teaches us how to be real men. Abbas teaches us how to be real humans. Abbas, we learn from his heart. We learn from his beauty of his soul. Abbas, we learn from every act he carried in Karbala. Abbas, we learn from him how he went through the enemies of Allah to bring the water from the river. Abbas, we see him when he fought his way back through the enemies of Allah Azza wa Jal. Abbas alayhi salam, throughout all this time, by the way, although he's the brother of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he never used to say brother Hussein. Abbas always looked still. No. I don't want to hear your cries yet. No, not yet. We're talking about Abbas tonight. Hold on. Abbas alayhi salam, when he was all the time with his brother Hussein, he always addressed him not based on his family relationship, but based on what? His principle. And therefore he called him Sayyidi wa Mawlai Aba Abdullah. You want to learn about Abbas? Follow Abbas in his principles. Abbas alayhi salam was bringing the water from the river. Abbas alayhi salam was bringing the water from the river. He had it in the pouch around his neck. Dear brothers and sisters, the water was in a pouch around the neck of Abbas as he was carrying the banner in one hand, one arm, and the sword in another. And he was fighting the enemies of Allah Azza wa Jal. They could not fight him. Umar ibn Sa'd looked at them. They're trying to find this. He told them, do you not know who this is? He is the son of Ali. Do you not know who you're fighting? Attack him from everywhere. And they tried to attack him, coming around, trying to... But Abbas is Abbas. Abbas is Abbas. Do you know who Abbas is? Abbas the fighter, Abbas the warrior, Abbas the defender, Abbas the protector. But Abbas was doing it for what? It was because Abbas, the heart, he wanted to give the water to Sukaina. Abbas, the kindness, he wanted to make sure to protect Zainab alayhi salam. Abbas, the love and care. Abbas, the tough. Abbas, the kind. Abbas, the warrior. Abbas, the loving man who wanted to take care of the woman and the children. They couldn't get hold of Abbas. They couldn't fight Abbas. They would come to fight him. He would strike them. So one of the enemies of Allah, dear brothers and sisters, hid on a palm tree. It looked at Abbas alayhi salam as he's fighting, where he's fighting with the sword. What did they do? They made sure they strike and sever the arms of Abbas, where the sword and the arm fell on the ground. Abbas held the banner. It's still protecting the water in his left arm. Another man from the enemies of Allah Azza wa Jal hid on a palm tree, also looking at Abbas, and he struck Abbas again, severing his other arm. What does Abbas do, dear brothers and sisters? Does he let the pouch with the water on the ground of Karbala? Does he let the banner fall on the ground of Abbas the warrior holds onto the banner, and Abbas the father, the brother, the uncle holds on to the water, dear brothers and sisters. And now with no arms but the banner, he's hugging it with whatever is left from his arm and the pouch around his neck. Does he let go of it? No, he's still on the horse, directing himself to towards the camp of Hussein, in his mind, there is nothing but Sukaina, but Zainab. And then what? Al-Abbas alayhi salam is going forward, and one of the enemies of Allah, dear brothers and sisters, takes an arrow with three heads. It strikes Abbas alayhi salam, hitting Abbas, hitting Abbas where? He struck Abbas, one in his eyes, then another one in his chest, and that was not what pained Abbas. That was not the one that brought sadness to Abbas. You know which one? It was the arrow that struck the pouch of water, when every drip of water was scattered on the grounds of Karbala. They say when Abbas alayhi salam got struck, and when Abbas alayhi salam got hit, Abbas alayhi salam was falling on the grounds of Karbala. What did he say? What did he call? Akhi Hussein, brother Hussein, brother Hussein. Imam Hussein alayhi salam was watching Abbas when he fell on the grounds of Karbala. Dear brothers and sisters, Al-Imam Al-Hussein came rushing like a lion, protecting, to protect Abbas. But Al-Abbas alayhi salam was on the grounds of Karbala, laying right there. Al-Abbas alayhi salam hears some footsteps. His eyes drenched with blood. His arms are severed. Water, water everywhere on the ground of Karbala. Hearing someone's footsteps, he said, whoever you are, do not behead me yet. Give me moments. Let me say my last salams to my brother and beloved Imam Hussein. They say Imam Hussein alayhi salam said, Akhi Abbas, Akhi Abbas, I am your brother Hussein, I am your brother Hussein. They say Imam Hussein alayhi salam sat down right by the head of Al-Abbas alayhi salam. He said, Akhi Abbas, Ana akhuka al-Hussein, I am your brother Hussein. Abbas, Ana Hussein, Ana Hussein, Yammak, I am Hussein right by you. Wallah bismak sa ya Hussein, ya Abbas. Abbas, don't worry, I'm here saying your name, don't worry about it. They say Al-Abbas alayhi salam started breathing. He knows his brother is right by him. They say Imam Al-Hussein alayhi salam took Al-Abbas, put his hand under his head, and moved his head, put it on his lap. Al-Hussein, Imam Al-Abbas alayhi salam, moved his head back to the grounds of Karbala. Al-Hussein alayhi salam took the head of Al-Abbas for the second time, put it on his lap. Al-Abbas alayhi salam took his head and put it back on the grounds of Karbala. For the third time he did this, he said, Akhi Abbas, lima tasna'a hakadha? Why is it you do this? He said, Nura ayni, the light of my eyes. How could I not do this? Right now, you took my head and put it on your lap, but in very few, who's going to put your head on their lap? Oh, Hussein. Dear brothers and sisters, they say Imam Al-Hussein alayhi salam attempted to carry Al-Abbas, to take him back to the camp. Al-Abbas said, Akhi Hussein, leave me here, don't take me anywhere. Al-Imam Al-Hussein asked him, Abbas, why? Let me take you. He said, ah, 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 العباس سيدي أبا عبد الله I have promised Sukaina to bring her water How can I go back to the camp with no water I have promised Zainab to take her back to Medina What will I do? Severed arms, look at me Then they say يا أخو يا حسين خليني بمجاني يقل ليش يا زهر الزماني dear brothers and sisters then Abbas alayhi salam he said brother Hussein do me a favor he said what do you need Abbas he goes remove the blood from my eye this eye I need to open it he removed the blood Al-Abbas opened his eyes and he smiled he said Akhi Hussein I wanted to take a final look at you before I depart this life Then Abbas alayhi salam looked at Imam Hussein. Imam Hussein smiled. Imam Hussein looked at Abbas. Abbas smiled to his face. And then Abbas said, As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. You've been holding your tears. Now with me, recall as Abbas's soul is departing his body. Who is with me to say Wa Abbasa Wa Abbasa Wa Abbas Wa Abbasa حسين والنايات وكل طبرة بقلب حسين طبريات سيدي وعباسا Dear brothers and sisters, that was all not as hard as it was hard when Zainab عليه السلام received Imam Hussein coming back She said, where is Abbas? Where is my brother Abbas? They say, Imam al-Hussein went to the tent where al-Abbas used to be. Removed the pole. The tent fell on the ground. Zainab realized that's a sign that Abbas was martyred. She said, at that moment, Abbas! Abbas! Who's going to take me back to Medina? Then she looked where Abbas was. She rushed. Al-Hussein alayhi salam held Zainab alayhi salam. He said, Ukhayya Zainab, sister Zainab, calm down. Stay here. But it was a young daughter of Imam Hussein. When she saw that, she fell on the ground. Put her head between her knees and said, I'm Abbas, you promised me water, but it's okay. Come back, don't worry about the water, but come back here again. Tigilla, tigilla, ana rayah al-Abbas qa'da. Let me go, as if Zainab is telling Imam Hussein, let me go try to wake up Abbas. وركب جفوف فوق زندة. Let me put his arms back again. أخويا أخويا أنا أنخاك يا عباس تقعد ما نختك وجيت أنخاك يا الوالي I'm your sister, I'm here to call you اقعد نشف دموعي لعذ الحالي آه يا ليتنا كنا معكم سادتي، اللهم كن لوليك حجة ابن الحسن.
Listen to me, listen to me, brothers and sisters. Now tonight is the night of the Abbas. With all your heart, direct it towards Sahib al-Asr wal-Zaman. Whatever you need, he will answer you. Believe in him. Whatever you need, he is Sahib Qadhi al-Hawa'ij. For the sake of him, for the sake of Sahib al-Asr wal-Zaman. With the loudest of your voices together, Allahumma kun لوليك صلواتك عليه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. Dear brothers and sisters, I don't want you to move. This is Al-Abbas alayhi salam. If I ask you anything tonight, as you're standing, form the lines from the beginning to the end. I don't want anyone to move. It's not going to take long. Please. And face one another. Make the rows so our beloved brothers can do the noha. Let's do the right thing for Al-Abbas. It's going to take few minutes. Add to it and get the blessings. Face one another and from the beginning all the way to the back. The rows with the brothers. بحق محمد وآل محمد صلوات.
محمد وآل محمد. حسين 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 حسين. قمر بني هاشم عباس، شلتر اوف زينب عباس. قمر بني هاشم عباس، شلتر يا عباس يا عباس يا عباس يا عباس يا عباس يا عباس يا بني هاشم عباس، شلتر اوف زينب عباس. يا بني هاشم عباس، شلتر اوف زينب عباس. يا عباس او يا عباس، يا عباس او يا عباس، يا عباس او يا عباس، يا عباس يا عباس. Pride of Amir al-Mu'minin, Lion of Umm al-Banin.
Pride of Amir al-Mu'minin, Lion of Umm al-Banin.
Pride of Amir al-Mu'minin, Lion of Umm al-Banin.
Pride of Amir al-Mu'minin.
can be brave as you, Mawla?
Who can be brave as you, Mawla? Who can your loyalty surpass? Who can be brave as you, Mawla? Who can your loyalty surpass? Ya Abbas, oh Ya Abbas, Ya Abbas, oh Ya Abbas. Qamar-e Bani Hashim Abbas, Shelter of Zainab Abbas. Ya Abbas, oh Ya Abbas, Ya Abbas, oh Ya Abbas.
You are the Ghazi of Al-Qamar, the ultimate Sultan of Wafa.
You are the Ghazi of Al-Qamar, the ultimate Sultan of Wafa.
You are the Ghazi of Al-Qamar, the ultimate Sultan of Wafa.
You are the Ghazi of Al-Qamar, the ultimate Sultan of Wafa.
The ultimate Sultan of Wafa. You are the Qamar-e Bani Hashim.
You are the Qamar-e Bani Hashim. Who can match your strength and class? You are the Qamar-e Bani Hashim. Who can match your strength and class? Ya Abbas, oh Ya Abbas, Ya Abbas, oh Ya Abbas, Ya Abbas, oh Ya Abbas.
No scholar in history could fathom your mystery.
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 Could fathom your mystery. Firm as iron, soft as snow.
Firm as iron, soft as snow. Shejari qalbe hassas. Firm as iron, soft as snow. Shejari qalbe hassas. Ya Abbas, oh Ya Abbas, Ya Abbas, oh Ya Abbas. Qamar-e Bani Hashim Abbas, Shelter of Zainab Abbas.
One Abbas e Karbala versus all of Ashqiya.
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 Versus all of Ashqiya. Tuja akhi of Imam Zama.
Tuja akhi of Imam Zama. Tuja the shar of Jinn wan Nas. Tuja akhi of Imam Zama. Tuja the shar of Jinn wan Nas. Ya Abbas, oh Ya Abbas, Ya Abbas, oh Ya Abbas. Qamar-e Bani Hashim Abbas, Shelter of Zainab Abbas.
Said Abbas unto Hussain, with you Mawla till the end.
Said Abbas unto Hussain, with you Mawla till the end.
Said Abbas unto Hussain, with you Mawla till the end.
Said Abbas unto Hussain, with you Mawla till the end.
With you, Mawla, till the end. In this Laylatul Ashura, in this Laylatul Ashura, Aka your haq is clear as glass. In this Laylatul Ashura, Aka your haq is clear as glass. Ya Abbas, oh Ya Abbas, Ya Abbas, oh Ya Abbas. Qamar-e Bani Hashim Abbas,
Shelter of Zainab Abbas.
Sham-e Ghareeba in Karbala, اهل قليس وفنز اشكيا
شان غريبان قربلا اهل قليس وفنز اشكيا
شان غريبان قربلا اهل قليس وفنز اشكيا
شان غريبان قربلا اهل قليس وفنز اشكيا
اهل قليس وفنز اشكيا Where are you, Ammu Ghazi?
Where are you, Ammu Ghazi? Kare Sakina Hai Pyaas. Where are you, Ammu Ghazi? Kare Sakina Hai Pyaas. Ya Abbas, oh Ya Abbas. Ya Abbas, oh Ya Abbas. Qamar Bani Hashim Abbas. Shelter of Zainab Abbas Qamar Bani Hashim Abbas Shelter of Zainab Abbas
Ya Hussein
Ya Hussein
Ya Abbas
Ya
Abbas
Ya
Abbas
Ya
Abbas
Ya
Abbas
Ya
Abbas
Ya
Abbas اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد.